This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's talk about that tax bill the Senate GOP passed just before 2 a.m. on Saturday. A 51-49 vote with just Republican Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee breaking from his party. Senators are now working to negotiate a final bill with the House, but this plan has some Democrats, like Jason Furman, sounding an alarm.
Overall, at best, this bill would leave little for the middle class. At worst, tens of millions would see a tax increase, and in any circumstance, they'll be left holding the bag for the over $1 trillion price tag of the bill.
Jason Furman is professor at the Harvard Kennedy School. He was also chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers under President Obama.
We all believe in the American dream. We all believe that everyone should get a fair shot to move up the income ladder. And this bill could get in the way of that. First of all, it cuts back on subsidies for higher education in a way that would make it harder for low-income students to go to college. At the same time, at the other end of the spectrum, the Senate bill cuts the estate tax, the House bill repeals it, and by cutting it, it would increase the intergenerational transmission of wealth and reduce mobility.
We'll talk a little bit more about your view of the top end here. The repeal of the estate tax has been a dream for Republicans for a long, long time. We'll see if they get it repealed entirely here. But how much of an impact would repealing the estate tax have on the wealth that the top earners in this country get to pass on to their kids?
First of all, it's important to understand the estate tax. Right now, it affects 2 out of every 1,000 families. 998 out of 1,000 have wealth that falls below the threshold, which is already $11 million for a married couple. At a minimum, this bill would double that threshold. It might eliminate the estate tax entirely, and that would just make it much easier to transmit wealth from one generation to the next, lead to dynastic fortunes, and take away some of the money that we would need to pay for the types of programs that would help fuel mobility.
But listen, Jason, you know what Republicans say about the economic policies, for instance, of the Obama White House, why they haven't allowed the economy to chug along. They say that lower taxes, especially for corporations, will free up a lot more money for investment, and that investment will lead to more hiring, more jobs.
The nonpartisan and, in fact, Republican-appointed Joint Committee on Taxation said that the Senate bill would add less than 1/10 of 1 percentage point to the growth rate. That is, in fact, what every economic model that takes into account the extra debt has found. And I think actually over the longer run, whatever small benefits there are to cutting tax rates would be more than outweighed by the economic cost of a large increase in the debt.
Well, Jason Furman, Democrats have not gotten a say in these tax bills, and they're not going to if it reaches the president's desk. What's your bottom line when you look at the balance here between tax cuts, eliminating some of the tax write-offs, and the estate tax cuts at the top?
I think on balance, this is a bill that will exacerbate inequality, that will add to our budget deficit, that may cause a little bit of extra growth, especially in the short run, but over the longer run, any of those benefits will be undermined by the increase in the debt. So I think overall, you know, it was a real missed opportunity to actually do a meaningful reform of the type that we did on a bipartisan basis in 1986.
Jason Furman, former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers under President Obama. Jason, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.